It's time again for the WTOP Car Report. This week, we're putting the spotlight on another Cadillac, the ATS. Last week, we told you about a fully loaded car that would set you back about $70,000, but they're not all that expensive. I talk about this new set of wheels with WTOP's car guy, Mike Paris.
Well, Cadillac has a new entry-level sports sedan. It's called the ATS, and it's about the size of a BMW 3 Series or an Audi A4, so they're really into the thick of those first entering the luxury car market.
3 Series or an Audi is going to give you great handling. I'm going to guess this is the same kind of thing.
Yeah, Cadillac really went to school studying that 3 Series BMW on handling, and this is like a BMW rear-wheel drive, or you can get all-wheel drive, but it really handles very well for a Cadillac.
It's got a V6 engine. It's a lighter car, though. Is that going to save you a little on gas if you're not, you know, driving it like crazy?
Yeah, it's one of the lighter cars in the class, 3,400 pounds for the V6 engine, and you get a lot of luxury, too, so it's a lot of car that doesn't weigh very much. And it really pays off in the pocketbook when it comes to putting gas in the car.
What are you going to pay for this?
They started at about $33,000, $34,000 for the base 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine Cadillac ATS. The next step up is the Cadillac ATS with a turbocharged four-cylinder engine, which you can also get manual transmission with. Mm-hmm. And you're getting 272 horsepower, and it's about $40,000. And the V6 starts at about $42,000.
Is that the one you drove, the V6?
I drove the V6, and boy, does it really haul.
Well, that's fun. What about the interior, the display, all of the niceties that you might expect here?
It's a really nice interior, the nice leather seats. It's comfortable sports seats. I think it'd probably be good for a nice long trip as much as it was for my little 30 or 50 mile jaunt throughout the D.C. area.
Anything that you didn't care for?
I think that the back seat room is not much leg room. I think you'll be fine with someone under 6 feet, maybe 5.5, 5'8", might be anything longer than that, and those knees are going to be pressing your back, or maybe even the forward-facing car seat, you're fine. The rear-facing car seat, you might have a little bit of trouble, so you might want to check that out.
Those of us who are vertically challenged have no problem, but that is something to think about.
I will fit in the back seat with no problem.
Last week, when we were talking about that more expensive Cadillac model, we said you've got to be an expert in iPads and that kind of technology to handle the display. Same deal here?
Again, same thing here. No knobs on this, so your buttons are all touch and touch screen. So I think that the buyer of this car is much more agreeable to this new technology than maybe some of the seasoned buyers that might be buying the Cadillac XTS we were talking about last week.
And it's good handling. It's a sporty car. Is it as smooth as you'd expect for a Cadillac?
It's pretty smooth, but it's a little bit more edge to the sporty side of driving. It's a car that's kind of broke its teeth over at the Nürburgring over in Germany.
Right.
So it knows how to go around a 14-mile racetrack as fast as it can, but it's not a punishing ride.
That's WTOP car guy Mike Paris. You can check out pictures and read a lot more about the Cadillac ATS at WTOP.com. Search Car Report.